Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Today we're in Luke chapter 17 as we deal with some more teaching from Jesus, hopefully that we can learn from and grow from. In verse 1 we read, Then he said to his disciples, "It is impossible that no offense should come, but woe to him through to whom they do come. It would be better that a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the seas than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you should forgive him." Of course, Jesus told his disciples, the person who offends or causes a child to stumble is in serious trouble. It would be better for him if a millstone was hung around his neck and he was thrown into the sea. These are people who get hold of baby Christians to try to destroy their faith. There are others who access the children, who challenge their immature faith, putting doubt into their minds. I think really some of the liberal college professors who try to destroy the faith of young people is certainly those who Jesus would be speaking to even this day. Then are those who treat children abusively, harmfully, stumbling them. And I also think of those who promote awful practices similar like abortion and stealing the lives of millions of children before they could even take a breath. Isn't that so sad when you think about that? These people will answer severely for what they've done to God's children. Their faith will be much more than violent drowning. The picture that he has, of course, is a millstone. It's a large stone where they would bore out the middle of it and they would put some type of a pole through it and they would use it for grinding. It was a very heavy, heavy stone. And so the picture is you're going to have that wrapped around you and thrown in the midst of the sea. For if you deceive, if you hurt any of God's children. And then he goes on in verse 5. He says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, 'Increase our faith.' And so the Lord said, 'If you have faith as a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, "Be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea," and it would obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending a sheep, will say to him who, when he has come into the field, 'Come at once and sit down and eat,' but will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for my supper, gird yourself up, serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and after will eat and drink?' Does he thank the servant because he did the things were commanded him? I think not. So likewise, you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We've done what was our duty to do.'" And so here they're asking him, "Lord, would you please increase our faith?" And then he's saying, "Well, yes, but make sure first that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. When you start doing God's word, see, faith grows as you start acting upon what the word of God says." And so that's why Jesus painted that picture. You know, once you start doing your work and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, the natural result is that you're going to grow. And you're going to grow stronger in your faith, believing in God, and trusting in him. And so if you would like to see your faith grow, then start doing the will of God. Start doing what Jesus teaches us to do. In verse 11 we read, "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of the Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered in a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So the 10 lepers were cleansed of their leprosies, which was an amazing miracle that we'll see here soon. And so when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priests. So it was that as they went, they were cleansed. So as they were obeying Jesus, as they went, they started going, they were cleansed. So when he saw them, he said, go and show yourself to the priests. And he says in verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and he fell down on his feet, on his face, at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Interesting. A Samaritan that was outcast there in Jerusalem. And he was doubly outcast because he was a leper. He had really nothing to do with the, you know, a chance to mingle around other Jews and other people. You know, he was really the city outcast. But yet, as he was going, he must have all of a sudden walking along, listening to what Jesus had to say. Maybe he looked down at his hands or something else, and he realized, hey, I'm healed. And he turned around to go find Jesus. And this man that was just overwhelmed with thanksgiving fell down at the feet of Jesus and started giving thanks. So again, so Jesus answered and said, were not there 10 cleansed? Good question. Where are the 9? Were they not all found to be returned to give God the glory except this foreigner? Remember, Samaritans weren't considered, you know, a Jew. They were considered outsiders. And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And so, but this one man, as we see, came back to express his thanks. Only one man out of 10 returned to thank Jesus. And Jesus said to him, your faith has made you well. He received an extra blessing from Jesus that was missed from the others. He was in his thankful attitude, and because of his faith, he was healed spiritually as well as physically. His sins were forgiven. It's nice to receive a physical healing, but that is nothing compared to having your sins forgiven eternally. We who have come to Jesus in an attitude of thanksgiving are not just healed, we are all made well because of the touch of Jesus. Can you picture, can you remember the day before you knew Jesus? The guilt of sin, the pressure of sin, and how marvelous that day when Jesus touched you and made you well. Like the 9 that went along their way, yes, they received that physical healing. But all the joy of the one who felt the touch of Jesus, who was completely healed of their sin. And like it tells us in the psalm, the psalmist David said, oh, how happy is the man. Oh, how joyful is the man whose sins are forgiven. And I pray that this day that you might know that forgiveness. That all of us who have been forgiven would come back to Jesus even this day, even right now, and say thank you to Jesus. Why don't we just do that and pray? Father, we thank you. We thank you that you sent your son Jesus to make a provision in order that all of us might know the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Not only are we healed spiritually, being brought back into fellowship with you, Father, but you've given us hope for eternity. And thus we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.